Zero-emission transit and the development of an electric bus fleet could be the future in Sudbury with $158,469 in joint funding for the development of an electric bus feasibility study and a fleet transition plan. Sudbury MP Vivian LaPointe and Nickel Belt MP Mark Serre, alongside newly elected Sudbury Mayor Paul Lefebvre, announced the new funding this week as part of the federal government's emissions reduction plan for a zero-emission fleet in Sudbury. Zero-emission transit is vital in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and reaching net zero by 2050, said LaPointe in a release. This funding will lay the groundwork for Sudbury to transition to a full zero-emission bus fleet, a clean, quiet and comfortable form of transit. Our government will continue to work with our partners to improve the quality of life of all Canadians. Serre said in the same release that Canadians have expressed a desire for more sustainable transit. Canadians want and need more sustainable transit solutions as our society collectively shifts away from fossil fuel engines, towards zero-emission alternatives, said Serre. Today, our government is delivering on this. Through our support for the development of this important study and plan, we are ensuring that Greater Sudbury plays an important part in reducing pollution and creating a healthier and greener future for generations to come. Lefebvre thanked Infrastructure Canada for the funding, noting that the fleet transition will be a step in the right direction. Investment through the Zero Emission Transit Fund will allow GOVA Transit to complete a feasibility study and fleet transition plan, said Lefebvre. This project supports long-term environmental benefits for the community and is another step toward our Community Energy and Emissions Plan, CEEP, goal to electrify 100% of the transit and city fleet by 2035. The electric bus feasibility study and fleet transition plan will allow the City of Greater Sudbury to evaluate its readiness to transition to zero-emission buses. Once complete, the study will provide the city with a plan to guide its procurement of buses and charging infrastructure.